And it's from Michael Chuzadovsky. And this site is actually another, it's another site he's on here. But I'll read it and I'll put the link up anyway. Obama and a Nobel Prize. When war becomes peace, when the lie becomes truth. Now, that ties in exactly with what George Orwell puts in his 1984. That peace would be actually war. War would be peace. Everything was turned around by the use of terminology. Psycholinguistics alter your perceptions. Now, read this when I come back from this break. Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about perceptions and how they're presented to us with the conclusions we're supposed to have. So much so that we'll deny our own common sense. It reminds me of Albert Pike, Freemasonry, who said the people who won't use their own brain, basically. And this is what they think of the public. Our meat's on the table, and beasts of burden by choice and consent. Meaning that everyone has the ability to use it. What we didn't mention, though, is that if you distort it, then you're crippling the animal, this beast of burden, before they get a chance to be themselves. And we've all been crippled. That's the intention of our educational system, really, to cripple you. They don't teach you rational reasoning, or logic, theory, all of these theories they used to teach you in school. It's not taught anymore. It's all social groupings and consensus building. But Michael Chuzadovsky talks about Obama and the Nobel Prize. When war becomes peace, when the lie becomes the truth. And he's from Global Research, as you know, his own website. And he's basically using Orwellian doublespeak, you see. And George Orwell taught us this technique because in his 1984, because he saw it being used in his day by the Soviet system. And now we're in the grand Soviet system, the world Soviet system. Collectivism is what they're calling it. And communitarianism is what President Bush Sr. called it. This is the one they favored over democracy. Because this New World Order is not democratic at all. He says, okay, so when the lie becomes the truth, when war becomes peace, you see, become peacekeepers, when concepts and realities are turned upside down, when fiction becomes truth and truth becomes fiction, when a global military agenda is heralded as a humanitarian endeavor, isn't that how it is presented? It's a military conquest, isn't it? It's a war. When the killing of civilians is upheld and called collateral damage. This is altering perceptions by terminology, psycholinguistics. When those who resist the US NATO-led invasion of their homeland are categorized as insurgents or terrorists, not defenders, but they're insurgents or terrorists. When preemptive nuclear war is upheld as self-defense. Attack first. Right? When advanced torture and interrogation techniques are routinely used to protect peacekeeping operations. When tactical nuclear weapons are held at the parents as harmless to the surrounding civilian population. So nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population. When three-quarters of U.S. personal federal income tax revenues are allocated to financing what is euphemistically referred to as national defense. When the commander-in-chief of the largest military force on planet Earth is presented as a global peacemaker, the UN Prize for Peace for Obama. You understand what they mean by peace? War is peace. Peace is war. When the lie becomes the truth, then he goes on to talk about Obama's war without borders. We are at the crossroads of the most serious crisis in modern history. The U.S., in partnership with NATO and Israel, has launched a global military adventure which, in a very real sense, threatens the future of humanity. At this critical juncture in our history, the Norwegian Nobel's Committee's decision to award Nobel Peace Prize to President and Commander-in-Chief of the military, Barack Obama, constitutes an unmitigated tool of propaganda and distortion, which unreservedly supports the Pentagon's long war, a war without borders. You've heard these terms used by the Pentagon in the true sense of the word, characterized by the worldwide deployment of U.S. military mights. Apart from the diplomatic rhetoric, there's been no meaningful reversal of U.S. foreign policy in relation to the George W. Bush presidency. It's exactly the same. I told you, party after party, it's all the same thing. New day, new boss, same shit, right? Which might have remotely justified the granting of the Nobel Prize to Obama, as if he had changed it. In fact, quite the opposite. The Obama military agenda has sought to extend the war into new frontiers with a new team of military and foreign policy advisors, and they are foreign because they're foreigners. The Obama war agenda has been far more effective in fostering military escalation than that formulated by the neocons. Remember the neocons with their New American Century? And it's up there in the video, I've mentioned the links before, where you hear the guys involved in it talking about it, saying it was revolutionary democracy. They would force democracy on all the other countries that didn't have democracy. And remember, they have their own definition again of democracy. It's a front, really. It's a con. Until they bring in the whole New World Order, then you'll see how much rights that you have and how much say you have in anything. And you have none right, not right now, in fact. Since the very outset of the Obama presidency, the global military project has become increasingly pervasive, with the reinforcement of U.S. military presence in all major regions of the world and the development of new advanced weapon systems on an unprecedented scale. Granting the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama provides legitimacy to the legal practices of war, to the military occupation of foreign lands, to the relentless killing of civilians in the name of democracy. As I'm saying, revolutionary democracy has been pushed. You see, you take it or leave it or it will kill you. That's what it is. Both the Obama administration and NATO are directly threatening Russia, China, and Iran. The U.S. under Obama is developing a first strike global missile shield system. First strike means we're not going to wait. See, that was the Israeli option. They always say if we suspect someone's going to attack us, we'll go for them first. No proof is necessary. Just a hunch, you know, that's good enough. Back with more after this break. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about perceptions and how we're given the way to think about things and falling right through to the conclusions of things. We don't realize with terminology and the way that things are worded that we're under mind control. If you don't question the basic wording of things which are put out as propaganda under the guise of news, then you definitely are under mind control, because you'll start parting it off. You'll argue with people thinking you know all about it, and you haven't really thought it through at all for yourself. Psycholinguistics. And this article from Michael Tudorovsky, and I'll put the link up on my site at the end of the show, goes on to say about Obama administration and NATO directly threatening Russia, China, and Iran. I'll add to that, too, is going along with the same agenda. There's no parties, you see. All the top boys are picked, presidents are always picked, and the advisors especially, and all those who are appointed and unelected are picked by the global committee, the parallel government, that Quigley called them. And there's only one agenda. That's why nothing changes from team to team. And remember, under the Bush administration, under their policy, they're going to start off with Afghanistan, then take Iraq, then Iran, and then Syria, and that will still be objective under this one too, guarantee you. George Orwell talks about them, how they kept changing the gun sites, basically, and the public are supposed to immediately jump to the next one and just talk about the new place, the new place, the new place, and then suddenly jump to another one, and this is the new place, this is a new place, and you forget about the last ones. That's literally how fast they can do it. And that was proven by polls they did when it was shown after the inquiry into attacking Iraq, where Bush said, he says, I never said that Hussein had anything to do with 9/11. And the same newscast actually went back and showed you him actually saying that he was also involved in 9/11. So, of course, they're born liars, and that's their job. But he said in inquiry, I never said that he had anything to do with Iraq. I just went in there because Saddam was a bad man, and the world's better off without him. But so they're going to remember, too, that, as I say, they keep changing their gun sites. But by that time, within a few months, a poll was taken, and the media had got the American public's minds back into thinking that, once again, Saddam really was behind 9/11, just by propaganda. And they did a poll to see if it had worked, and they said, yeah, it did work. the media itself, which is an arm of government, had literally altered the facts within a month. Until they thought, yeah, even though Bush himself said it was, they had nothing to do with 9/11, they thought it was Saddam Hussein. In a month, that's all it took them. This article goes on to say, along with space-based weapons, the airborne lasers, the next defense frontier, never has Ronald Reagan's dream of layered missile defenses, Star Wars for short, been as close, at least technologically, to become realized. It's old stuff, that, in fact, that was done years ago. It's all up there and it works, including all the laser stuff and so on and so on. But I'll put this site, this link up at the end of the show to show you. And you prove to yourself that I'm not just making this stuff up. Now, although really, sometimes you wonder, it's like something from a bad dream, isn't it? But that's reality. It's a bad dream.